and I go past my house a little bit so I could reverse back into the driveway. And then I go back into the driveway and I don't close it for a bit. Because I'm like, who's going to come at my house in three in the morning? So I don't close the garage for a bit. And when I start to close it, like I see like three people like from the corner of my house. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
You're in the garage like this, right there. And they just pulled out like from around the corner. You like, fuck. If someone would pull up from the sidewalk, you would have seen him walking up. You feel me? Yeah, but they was already there. I was like, ah. Oh.
And you can.
And like, it was like four of them, so I couldn't do shit. And my doors was already unlocked because I was going to get off. You feel me? Yeah. Once the garage closed.
Oh, so it was already open.
Yeah, and it happened like that. I was like, fuck, bro.
You should have put the child lock or some shit.
I don't know if that would have happened with the child lock.
You ain't chase him down after?
Huh? I go upstairs and I knock on my parents' door. I'm like, fuck, I just got fucking robbed, bro. And then they're like, all right. And then they took both my phones, so. We get my mom's phone and we track them. They're still going down the.
Oh shit!
You can see them driving away, and then we just get in the truck. I thought I might have like running reds and shit, and then we meet them up on the freeway, and then that's when.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusto Baba podcast. This is episode number 15. 15. Fuck. And our second guest, we got Tony Loya.
What's good?
Intro music. No, not
oh,
that
fuck,
one.
Wait. That was my playlist on the way here.
Oh, hell no, bro. What the fuck?
Right there. Damn. That should be the segunda voz. Just kidding.
Damn, how the fuck
up the fuck? Dude, it's because I forgot to change the track. My bad.
All right, Tony. How are you, bro, to begin with?
We're chilling.
You were in the studio yesterday, right? In L.A.?
Yeah. We were recording some song.
TFTI.
Damn, for real. I want to be there.
I look hot, though, because I have to do them again.
Oh, where?
Oh, really?
Why, what? Who fucked up?
Oh, bro.
Who fucked up?
Engineer?
Yeah, one of them. He
Damn,
got fired.
That's fucked up.
I was going to, I was in Denver. I was going to the airport in the morning. I was, like, already in a cranky-ass mood. I was like, fuck. I gotta go to the fucking airport, bro. Fucking fly all the way to L.A. just to do some songs, bro.
Fuck.
And, well, then this fool Andy calls me, my manager. He's all like, what are y'all doing right now? And we're like, oh, we're pulling up to the airport. He's like, don't even go, bro. Because they deleted the whole EP. They didn't save it.
Man, we'll record it for you right here.
Yeah.
Nah, they didn't save it, though. And then I guess they fired the engineer. Like, who didn't save it?
Oh,
he saved it on desktop, and he was supposed to save it on the hard drive. And he didn't, so it deleted. It crashed and it deleted.
That's some shit you do, Kiko.
I wasn't even mad at the time, though. I was just like, yes, I don't got to go, bro. We gone. Back to the house.
Fuck.
Man, that sucks. How long did it take you? Like, how long are your studio
sessions?
Like, session?
two, three trips.
Fuck.
For one EP, though, man, the Manzana one.
And he deleted all of it?
Yeah.
Nah, I would fuck that fool up.
Nah, trust, I mean.
That happened to me with the last episode. I saved it to my computer instead of the hard drive, and I gave him the hard drive. Like, bitch, what the fuck? Had to do it all over?
Should have fired your ass.
We had to do the whole, like, we had to re-edit everything.
Oh, damn.
That shit sucks.
Damn, bro, so you got an EP coming out again?
Yeah.
Damn,
I'm going to drop two EPs this time.
Two EPs?
Damn, back to back or?
At the same time.
Oh, what?
I got the idea from Junior Ache when he dropped them.
Oh,
yeah.
He dropped two. Which album was it?
It was Cruising.
That seemed like a good idea.
Cruising with Junior and?
There was another one.
Musica.
Musica is one of my favorite artists. Maybe my
favorite
albums.
Damn.
Nah, but I got the idea from.
Yeah, see.
Are you doing any duetos in this?
How many duetos?
Yeah,
you got
some surprise duetos.
Yeah, you should do one with.
Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Nivel Colizado.
Yeah.
You should do one with Grupo Dene.
Oh yeah, Grupo Dene.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They could share you a lot.
Yeah, Grupo Dene. He's nuts, fool.
Oh. Hey, your manager told us to say that, Joe. Your manager told us to say that. Blame him.
Oh. You whole ass motherfucker, bro.
That was all him. Hey,
yeah.
Tony's like, yeah.
Shit.
Like, I'll do the whole P with them.
Damn.
Watch the table.
Oh, shit.
The table's falling, bro.
Yeah, we need a donation from Manzanita Records. Uh-huh. Our
tables
shit's
are falling
apart. You want a picture real quick?
Yeah. Should we fix it? Look, well, I'm nervous for saying that joke.
You are.
I'm like, how am I here? What
pull
about
a fucking blick? What you say, man?
Whatever, a fool fucking uppercuts me. Like, With your homeboy, you guys se la pasan peleando, huh?
Yeah, with Mitch.
Yeah.
Or you guys had like the slap side bits,
the boxing matches. Yeah.
Oh, I saw that picture you took with the rat. That shit looks sick.
Oh, the rat for the Greñas video? That was for the Greñas video. That shit gonna come out soon. Whoever had the idea, smart as fuck. What, for the rat?
You had it?
Yeah, y'all know it was me. Oh. I put everybody on.
On the rat?
Yeah.
Alright, we're good.
Y'all mad as fuck.
Alright, bro. We know what happened to you.
A lot of fans want to know what happened. Well, they know what happened, but... We want to know, like, from you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
The whole story about, like, that change.
Wait,
shit.
You know... Wait, actually... Before the video came out, because we were talking about...
Yeah.
And this one came up with, like, you're like, oh, he should do...
A video with, like, how it happened and shit.
Oh, yeah, I was watching that, too, and I was like, oh, just wait.
Yeah.
I was watching my percentage, manzanita.
Oh. Carnalito.
Video idea for me.
I know, right there, huh?
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about it, like... How was all that shit?
Yeah.
Was it exactly like you were pulling in with your truck? And
it was like that. I was pulling up. Like from a party. And then that same day I posted on my Snapchat. Was good. Who's down to be security tonight? And I was like, fuck it. I got no security for that night. And I didn't know, you feel me?
Yeah.
So then it was like 3-something in the morning.
Wait, 3-something?
Like
3-something.
Oh, like that? You had a 3-something in the morning? With the security?
No, I was like 3-something in the morning, though, and then I was coming home from a warehouse party. And then I go to my girl's house, I smoke with her, and then it's like 2 minutes away from my crib, so I'm coming back to the crib, no cars following me, because I would have noticed, because it's like 3 in the morning, you feel me? There's no cars in the street.
Yeah.
So then... Nothing. And then I go to, like, I'm pulling up to my house, and I go past my house a little bit so I could reverse back into the driveway. And then I go back into the driveway and I don't close it for a bit, cause I'm like who's gonna come at my house at three in the morning? So I don't close the garage for a bit, and when I start to close it, like I see like three people, like, from the corner of my house, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
You're in the garage like this, like right there. And they just pulled out, like, from around the corner. If someone would pull up from the sidewalk, you would have seen him walking up, you feel me? But they was already there. I was like, ah. Oh.
And
it was like 4 of them, so I couldn't do shit. And my doors was already unlocked because I was going to get off. Once the garage closed.
Oh, so it was already open.
Yeah, and it happened like that. I was like, fuck, bro.
Well, you should put the child lock or some
shit.
None of that would have happened with the child lock. That's all, like, when they went, like, two on each side, right? Because in the music video, it's kind of like driver's side and the passenger side. Like, what were they saying? Like,
were they talking to you or
please have your watch?
They're like, for some.
Nah, please have your watch.
They asked for permission.
I was mainly hearing, turn it off, nigga. Like, probably like to turn off the whip, you feel me?
Yeah.
Now you should just accelerate it, like, and just
fuck?
Brake check those food.
Beat me the fuck up and shit. I was like, god damn, bro.
They took you out of the car, or like in the car they beat you up?
In the car.
In the car, fuck.
Damn.
I was like, fuck. I was pissed just because of that.
And you had your seatbelt and everything on, or you're already, like, seatbelt off and everything?
Yeah, seatbelt off.
Damn, all descriptive. No, the seatbelt on.
I know.
Like, what were you wearing?
I was about to get off, so I had my seatbelt off already. I was getting all my shit, you feel me, to get off.
Cause
and that's when it happened. I was like, fuck. And I was like, look, he already opened my door.
Damn. Because you know how when you have your seatbelt, like, it locks so you can't move. So, like, what about that fool tried to, like, sacarle un codo, and he was locked with
it. But it was 4 of them. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you can't do shit against 4.
Yeah.
Maybe Keiko can because he's big.
Unless you got a strap, you feel me? But what could you do right there?
Were they strapped?
Huh?
Were they strapped or?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah, it didn't look like it. Or else it would have took one person.
True.
You ain't chase him down after?
Huh? I go upstairs. I go upstairs and I knock on my parents' door. I'm like, fuck, I just got fucking robbed, bro. And then they're like, alright. And then they took both my phones. So we get my mom's phone and we track them. And they're still going down the...
Oh, shit.
You can see them driving away. And then we just get in the truck. I thought I might have, like, running reds and shit. And then we meet them up on the freeway. And then that's when they start throwing shit. And then that's when I was like, we just let them go.
Fuck.
We're trying to get, like, my dad was trying to get Las Placas, you feel me?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you beat the Nina.
And then, like, con Las Placas que estalo, you feel me?
Yeah.
We thought we got him, but nah.
Nah?
Yeah.
They were blurry?
Nah, it's because it had some snow on some shit, but we're trying to guess it out, you feel me?
Damn.
It ain't worth to do shit like to people like that. You feel me? Go.
Yeah.
Go to Joe or some shit like that.
Plus, you already got another watch.
You got hella more. I just got another watch, but you got hella more to lose to little bums like that. You feel me? Yeah.
For real, bro.
Gotta stay professional. At the end of the day, and it ain't worth it because you're gonna get more shit is gonna be coming in. Like,
yeah, true.
More success, more everything, whatever.
And that's right. Well, that's what I like. But since we know that happened to you, we got a little gift for you, bro.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
We got a gift for you.
Yeah. Here, let's set you up first.
Put some hand sanitizer first.
We gotta clean them out.
It's not much.
Let me get some of that.
You want some?
It's not much, but I feel $20. Like it's gonna make up for what you lost.
$20? $20 a pump.
Oh. y'all barely hung out with this fool once. Already tech. God damn, bro.
Hey, Nana, put on the gloves.
You gotta put on the gloves. You gotta put on the
gloves. That's the manzanita effect.
Look, I need to put on the gloves because that's how expensive this shit is.
Hey, so.
Using my lighter? That's $5 a flick, bro.
Right there.
Damn, bro.
Look at this shit.
That's like 15 already.
Damn. Be careful, Diego. Be careful, because. This is a
that shit must be big or some shit. Putting on gloves too.
Straight from Cuba.
So shout out Ben Baller for the
for the prize. For the prize.
Ben
for the,
Baller
for the chain.
God damn,
we got a hard case, bro.
Alright, bro.
Hopefully you can use this in your next music video.
Should we let Jason explain what it is?
Hopefully they won't steal it.
You want to explain what it is, or you just want to give it to him?
It's a what is it?
Is it a chain? It's another chain.
Diamond Cuban link chain, 11 millimeters.
Oh.
We had to ice you out real quick, bro. Yeah. We spent our life savings for this. Hope you like it. should we put it on? you just gotta get the Montana sign on there.
Bomb me a quick buzz down.
Yeah, you wanna put it on real quick?
Throw it on.
Let me see if we have to get it fitted.
Alright.
Once again, shout out Ben Baller.
Ben Baller for the special.
Damn, yeah, it's just buzz. They try to take that shoe, they can't.
Yeah,
that shit's like bulletproof.
That's a heavy duty right there. Well, you got like 6 of them on there?
Heavy.
Damn, that's like 20 pounds right there.
You see the.
That's a neck workout.
You see the little gift from the podcast?
A little neck workout?
Quick bust down.
That's right.
Okay. Damn, Jeezy, you got nothing on our boy Tony Loya. Yeah.
Damn, for real. All these rappers ain't shit now.
Oh, it also comes with like a cool effect. You kind of like fold it, and it comes into like a watch too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Where's my shit at? What's up, bro? Or you could take the red one here.
Yeah.
You could wear mine, bro.
Montana red.
You done wear for now? Here, wear for now.
But yeah, guys, right now Tony was a little upset because he thought he lost his Louis bag at Denny's. His manager was like threatening the Denny's worker. Like,
the
there's no bags. Like, no, there's a bag right there.
I know.
Like,
he's like,
we're gonna check the camera, bro. She's like, she's scared for her life.
She was scared.
Right now.
She was scared.
And the bag was.
That was pressing pressing the manager.
So I'm gonna pull her right now. We're gonna check them together. The bag was at the.
Let me speak. Let me speak to the manager. I am the manager.
You busted a little Karen, huh?
Yeah. It's like, let me get your supervisor.
Let me get the supervisor.
So I'm gonna call HR right now.
She's like, no, we're gonna call you. He's like, nah, how about I pull up right, I pull back up right now, and we gonna watch the camera footage together.
Damn.
And she didn't say nothing.
Damn. She didn't even call back.
And I thought I left it at Denny's, though. That's the thing. I thought.
What'd you have in
there? That shit was at Wounded. Was at the studio.
What'd you have in the bag, Louis bag?
Some personal goods.
That's right.
Ooh.
Nice person. Good goods.
Some protection.
Some good goods.
Protection? Like rubbers?
Nah. Whoa, you gonna get me beat up.
We'll clip this out.
Nah, I don't carry no rubbers on me.
That's right.
Just kidding, okay.
You raw dog that, huh?
We faithful over here.
Faithful Tony. Right. You know these musicos are faithful here.
Yeah, all the musicos are faithful. Anyone talking shit on musicos that they're not faithful? Fucking lying.
Just because we artists don't mean we be just fucking bitches.
Yeah. We be getting dogs, cats.
So you're just hanging around men, right? Cause you're loyal, just men.
You don't gotta put it like that, bro. God damn, God. I travel with my team. You feel me? My manager, me.
No females on the team, right?
Oh. Yeah, right. She's she gonna leave. She's starting her own shit, no?
Yeah, she's gonna start. She gonna be a solista. She's so gonna drop her own music.
She's not gonna be a reggaetonera anymore?
And you need one?
You guys are finding out right now.
Right here?
New surprise.
We got some badass shit.
We got a new surprise member coming.
He got some
badass. He got a new surprise member coming. Relax.
Take his spot. Jason, you're hired.
Nah, he got some good shit, like, bro, like that. As, like, you know, we'll talk about it after, but.
Some nice, Sean.
Damn, a new reggaetonero. I wonder who it is.
What the fuck? Yeah. Are there any options out there?
Was he already, like, from another group, or?
Did you have, like, a Tengo Talento type of shit to hire him?
Nah.
Did you have an audition, bro?
Nah, we was thinking of that, though. Our idea just got leaked out, and someone else got it. Oh. And we know it got leaked out, huh? And we know about who, so.
Text that
nah,
fool.
But we didn't do none of that shit. I already knew who to hit up, so you feel me?
Damn. That's right.
I wonder who it is.
Was he in Danny Felix?
The world may never know.
Huh. Is he gonna be a surprise?
Hey, that'd be fucking bad if Danny Felix came. Like,
oh yeah, that'd be crazy.
Hey, where's the cap for the candle?
Oh, where's the ashtray that
Angel? Oh yeah, where's the ashtray?
He put it in here. I have some meth in here.
Well, there's stickers in here that offend Santa's. Why are you gonna put it in here?
Nah, I know that's fucked up.
I don't have anything else right.
Damn.
Now.
Where's the y'all where's be the doing cracker wood?
The lid for the candle.
Let me find out.
All right. All
right. Or the receipt for the chain.
Huh.
Just give me a year and I'm mobile. Go.
You wanna? We have the receipt that says it's official. You know how they give you
receipt. Sign by keep all the receipts.
Signed by Ben Baller.
Yeah.
Hey, you know these guys make fun of me for keeping my receipts.
The receipt.
No, Tony keeps all his receipts. Yeah. He has like a drawer full.
I
of
keep
receipts.
All my receipts.
Me oh too. Yeah, I saw that.
And these guys make fun of me.
Takes it as food.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you keep your receipts?
To see how much you spend.
I'm gonna be honest.
To return it.
All I heard when I heard keep my receipts, I heard keep the receipts and some about taxes or some shit.
Oh,
like,
tax write off?
Oh, tax write off.
Yeah.
Wait, all that shit's considered tax write off?
Like, yeah, because you're out there and it's a clothing dispense.
Like
no?
This
something
weed,
because like
I'm out here recording music, tax write off.
Yeah. Anything that helps promote your business or helps you
any
promote
of my food, tax write off.
Denny's.
Clothes that I buy here, tax write off.
Louis Vuitton bag.
It's like for
damn, a tax write off.
You can almost write off all the clothes you buy because it's for your image. For me,
yeah,
that's true.
All right, guys, we're gonna play a little game with Tony right now.
I keep playing footsies with this shit. That shit keeps knocking up.
Yeah, that's why it keeps knocking down.
Tax write off.
Tax write off.
You wanna scoot it up?
What happened, dude?
No, we're gonna play the game with Tony since we're already like.
Are we straight?
All right, we're gonna play a little game with these, and we took a little break from the camera. Everything recording, right?
Yeah.
What's the game?
All right, I'm gonna put a group up on the screen, and you're gonna let me know. So we're gonna pretend it's like you're throwing a party for your like birthday or some shit like
and
that.
And what
right?
group you're gonna?
If you're willing to pay for this group,
yeah.
We put like prices up, so you know, like obviously they don't charge that much, but you tell us like yes, no, like.
All right, it's good.
It's for your birthday, all right?
It's for your birthday.
First one, Marcame Pepper, it's for $6.50 the hour.
It's for this fool's birthday.
All right.
My
birthday's
tomorrow, guys. So
yeah?
Really?
Ooh. Down. We'll get some apples.
All right, Marcame Pepper, $6.50 the hour. Would you?
Yeah. Even though that fool.
That fool what?
Remember, you seen when he posted that shit? He's like, someone asked him about me. He's like, ¿Dónde está Tony Lay? He's like, ni idea qué es eso.
Oh,
yeah.
He did that with
I was like, what the fuck?
He does
I followed
that with
bro too.
He wouldn't have.
I followed bro and shit too. I was like, what the fuck?
He does that with He did that with Pedro Eslabón Armado.
Mm-hmm. When they ask him who's el boss.
Yeah, right? Like qué es eso or some shit.
Yeah,
right. That's cool though.
$300.
I'll pay $6.50
for the tercer elemento.
I got a budget, or I just gotta say yes or no.
Yeah, yes or no.
Yeah, that's still.
Oh, how many hours would you get him for?
Two.
All right.
That's still.
Polo, $150 the hour.
That's still two.
2 hours?
Even though he got one song, he can still sing though.
Huh? Sing it for 2 hours.
$50 the hour for what am I paying?
I just have my boy pull up.
Nah, you gotta play. You gotta play. You gotta play for 2 hours.
Nah. No disrespect to Widow though. Shout out my boy.
Cancel my party.
Manzanita just said yes for sure. The whole night.
Signed.
You seen that shit though? He's been.
Yeah, oh yeah,
we covered it. We'll talk about it after.
We'll talk about it after. Yeah. What do you?
Oh, you did cover it, huh?
Yeah.
Nah. All right. $6.50 the hour for Ovi.
Yeah, I'll get him for an hour.
Claro
for
an
hour?
All right. $1,000 hour for Nata.
Yeah, that's still too.
You fuck with Nata?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
$750 for Fuerza Regida.
You, all you doing is steal prices. I'm going to say yes to all of them. All
right. $800?
Yeah.
That's a for sure, yeah.
Fuck yeah. 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 Yeah.
For what free. About you? Los del Puerto for free.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
All they have is just...
The station with the... Best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, have him pull up.
That's right.
The he I'll take him for free.
He wants to sing the Mayanitas.
Nah, he wants him to sing Barney, huh?
Oh yeah, I don't get that shit. Yeah, we were talking about it. Why do you pull like?
Nah, if you know, you know. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's fine. Right.
You said Barney, was, come on, Barney.
I thought that's how he looks like. Fucking.
I asked him. I was like, hey, why does if he pull Barney? You know. He was like, oh, because of his head.
Yeah.
What like, the fuck? That doesn't make sense. It's like his head looks like Barney. I was like, no, it doesn't.
Nah, if you know, you know.
Let me find out he was sleeping with fucking a baby Barney at night.
Nah, I don't know.
Kiko's a bad joke.
I know, that was a bad
joke.
The
world may never know.
Hey, bro, what do you think of the shit that happened to what am I paying?
I just looked at it and I was like, what the fuck? Because
you reposted it, too.
Yeah. And then I was surprised that the cop recognized him because you don't see that every day. Like, if you come into an encounter with the cop, what are the chances they're going to know you?
Well, what do you think about it, though? Like, because he got slammed to the ground. It wasn't on video, but he got slammed.
He got TKO'd.
And then, was in the little paragraph thing, no?
Yeah, for him to, record and, slap him in the face, like
Big Show took him down.
I guess he was mad he was getting recorded or some shit.
Yeah, he got
That's
mad.
What I was reading, and then he tried to swing at the other person. Yeah.
Like, you as an artist, what do you feel when someone, random just starts recording you without telling? Or like, you feel uncomfortable, or you just don't care?
Nah, let's say if we'd be walking through the mall, or you see someone notice, you could already know, see somebody notice you.
Yeah.
You could already see when somebody notices you, just by their look. You're walking by.
Cause he, and the vibe, too.
And then we'd be in a group, and I'd be like, check. I'd be like, 3, 2, 1. Or they'll do it to me, and I'm not even paying attention. I just hear 3, 2, 1. And the fact, because, hey, bro, can I get a picture?
Nah.
We'd be having fun with it, no cap.
Hey, have you ever had any fans that are they pretend to be fans, but they just try to fuck with you, once they go up to you?
Nah, but there's some that would be talking shit, little ass kids. And there's one, I was over here at Wounded with fucking, when I was with JD and Bradley, some little ass kid. He's all like, hey, bro, remember you blocked me for talking shit? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can you fucking unblock me? And then we're like, maybe next time.
Okay.
I was like, nah.
The
make another account, follow me.
Hey, but why did your Instagram account get deleted?
Because I kept posting shit and they kept saying, your account's gonna get deleted. Your account's gonna get deleted.
And you kept going.
And I'm like, they ain't gonna delete my shit. If they delete it, I'll get it back. And if they deleted that shit, I didn't get it back.
So you had to start all over.
Fire right there.
Yeah, you had a lot of followers on that account, huh?
Yeah.
200K plus.
Instagram soft, though. You can't say everything you feel.
Nah, I think the new generation is soft.
Yeah, it's a new generation.
It's a new
generation. You can't say everything you feel because you're going to hurt somebody.
For us, TikTok's off. Half of our shit gets taken down.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're banned from getting paid.
Oh, yeah. They banned us from fucking getting paid.
Literally within our first 3 weeks. Just because there was, a gun. Yeah. And then they said we were promoting guns and
violence.
Shit.
Oh, gun
and then there was a video where some girl touched the food from Grupo Firme's
his thigh.
And they said we were promoting sexual activity.
what the fuck?
And we just got banned.
Off the lead.
I was like, nah, it's all good.
What's one artist you would like to do a duetto with?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question right there. Or rapper.
Or rapper.
I don't know, to be honest, because... In this genre, I fuck with whoever fucks with me.
Because
I don't want to look like a dick writer, you feel me?
You wanted the duetto with Herencia, no? JD? And then until all that shit happened.
Yeah.
So tell us about
that. Because that's the only fool I really wanted a duetto with, everybody. That's why right now I can't even tell you, who I want a duetto with.
Damn.
Basically, whoever fucks with me, and if I fuck with their music, you feel me?
So you do a duetto with Nata?
Huh?
Huh? You do it with the way, Nata?
Yeah, but like, I don't like to look like a like crowd chaser or nothing, so I don't like hitting them first. Like, oh, what's up, bro? Because
yeah. I know I'm. But I'm if, not I'm that, if Nata were to hit you up, you said, yeah.
Yeah, like if they're cool and they fuck with me and shit and they want to make music, we could.
What if, like, what am I paying hit to you? I was like, hey, bro, let's take a. Hop on Brillando Constante.
Oh, well, nah, bro, you can't touch that song. It's already nine. It's already like 9 million, no? 10 million?
Yeah. Dislikes, yeah.
Dislikes. They're pretty good. For, I was like, what?
For no, that's for Polo.
No, Polo song.
No.
I was talking about Güero.
Brillando Constante has like.
Yeah, it has a
lot. Yeah, it has like 9, 10, huh?
No, Keke was disagreeing.
Wow, shut shit up right now.
Yeah,
that
it is like at 9, 10.
9, 10.
Polo's too. That shit's Polo, that shit blew up
hard. Yeah. You fuck with them?
Yeah, that fool got like, what, 7? Nah. How much did he get in a day?
He got to the million for sure within less than 24 hours.
In a day, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, what do you do with Beto with him?
Yeah.
But Polo
seems chill.
Yeah. Seems, yeah.
What about Garbantillo? Did you hear any of his music?
Garbantillo.
Oh, yeah, Garbantillo.
He went to my house once and he was singing some covers. And he was singing, but I never heard no more music from him.
Damn.
Or not like no previews.
Hey, bro, so tell us about, like, that shit that happened with, like, the you signing to HP Records and then you finding out they had, like, this fucking plan where they were just trying to, like,
I ain't signed though. That's why
you didn't sign though, right?
That's why everybody is like, oh, no get nothing. Bajas por un contrato.
Yeah.
All right, watch. I was in DMG, and that's when I released 42 bars. No sé cómo esos grupitos for me. And then when we had the meeting with Jimmy, whatever, and I was already gonna go to HP. We went there, and I wasn't doing shit for 2 months, and everybody thought I had signed already. For me, they're like, oh, drop a song. When you guys gonna drop? Mm-hmm. And then when I met this fool, he told me, like, what people are capable of, you feel me?
And the music industry. And, like, how
what they see, they ain't what they see, you feel me? So then he opened my eyes a bit. He's like, check your contracts or whatever. And then he offered me a better, like, contract to work in.
Yeah.
So then that's how I signed to this fool. And then everybody got mad because I left
HP.
Yeah. And I tried to say my reasoning, but they wasn't paying attention to that. They was just going for the clout, like, who had more clout, you feel me?
Yeah.
They're like, nah, you trading ass. Fucking sign for a chain and watch. But they don't know that I'd be paying that shit myself.
Damn. So they try to make you look bad just because you didn't sign to them.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
And because I got the less clout, you feel me? I'm like they see me as a bad one. Like,
wait, but
you left for no reason. Like, you feel me?
Wait, but do you believe that, like, they wanted to sign you just to silence you?
Well, I wasn't doing nothing like the whole 2 months.
Yeah, because
I was just tagging along with JD on his money moves.
Do you think JD's kind of like
scared?
Yeah, like kind of scared that, like, oh shit,
you overpass him.
You don't think he's scared?
He shouldn't be scared. You feel me?
Why?
I don't think he's scared though.
You guys got compared a lot. Like at the beginning when you were coming up, people were comparing a lot. I always thought you guys had different. I mean, it's similar, but like the flow is kind of a little bit different.
Yeah, and I gave him props, everything.
I'm not tripping. Honestly,
people
to this day still, like, they think I hate that fool. Like, I don't hate him.
Yeah, if you got beef with me, I know you don't hate him. Because there's still, like, sometimes where you post on your story that you, like, listen to his music. I remember when all that shit happened. He hates me, but, like, the song's still fire. I think he said something like that.
Oh, about his album he dropped.
Yeah, because I ain't doing nothing wrong, you feel me? Like, there's nothing to be fucking mad about.
Yeah.
So you think he took it, like, the wrong way? Just because you didn't sign with him?
I guess.
Yeah. What about, we could talk about the records?
Oh, yeah.
What about
bro, you did some savage-ass shit, dude. Talk about it.
What happened?
Yeah, go for it.
The record shit.
What about, like, the records when they offered you 50K?
It wasn't 50K, right?
Yeah.
It was more than that,
no? Like, signing bonus?
It was?
You put it on blast. Bro, yeah. We saw
that. Oh, on the picture, like, it was, like, towards my back.
No, the screenshot where you put his whole chat
with Angel Livia.
He's like, "Well, I'll give you a 50K signing bonus if you sign."
I don't remember.
And you're like,
"Now,
I'm good."
I'm good. I'm good over here. I forgot what I put though. It was on my other account.
I think you put the song when you're like, from the.
Yeah, I put the 42 bars.
Yeah, 42
one.
Bars. Yeah.
As I was saying, like when I came over here, it was all saying, "Oh, te mojaste por un contrato," but I never signed with HP. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you.
That's my second one.
It's cause they,
second
they,
contract, but I'm
they made it seem like you signed. They're like, nah, we already locked the bag and everything.
Yeah, you feel me?
Like, once they put the picture up of you two, like,
everyone
arm wrestling.
Thought you signed because of that.
Oh, with the hand?
Yeah, I thought you guys were, like, arm wrestling.
Everybody was like, whoa.
Yeah, they were all happy.
Oh, yeah, because there was a picture of It was like kind of like cartoon, but it was like both of them.
Yeah, like that.
It was like, this, no?
Yeah.
No.
Like
this? Oh, the hands?
No, I was just like this or some shit.
I thought it was like.
And
this.
They're like going to play.
Oh, hell no.
They're like, who
like, they're going like.
Like patty cake, patty cake.
What the fuck?
So you weren't working on anything while you were with them?
Nah. I was doing my own songs, you feel me? Like. I'd wake up in the morning, go to the little studio room.
You write all your music, right?
Yeah, and I try to cook up like one song or half a song.
And you said that JD would kind of like not take, but like kind of take your advice on how to write, like in terms of like your bars. Like I think you just mentioned something. Because
like on
that.
One,
correct me if I'm wrong.
On a post, you put
that he said your bars
still
were weak.
Your bars
I think he said your bars were weak, but I think he used one of yours. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't bar shit, motherfucker. You're fucking, like, you're no competition or whatever. I forgot what the fuck he was saying. I was like, I'm hating shit, though. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Because then when he, I think it was like.
And I was going to hop on the. On his album, Pa Los Que Conocen El Rollo.
Oh, shit.
What's the song, No Es Tan Fácil?
Yeah.
With Hacendado. Is it that one? The one with Hacendado, like, at the end.
Yeah, they have one with Hacendado. You were going to hop on that one?
Yeah. That was my verse wasn't on there, and I put the ratas y que, like, something with ratas in que, like, se convierte en ratas cuando miran que, or some shit like that.
Damn.
I remember leaving the bar there because I had recorded it, my verse.
And they took it?
Yeah, and I went back. I was like, hold up. I went back to the notes, and I'm like, oh, you motherfucker.
No.
That's good, though.
Ratas in que, that's bad.
Yeah.
I had to put it in a different way, though. Not the way he said it, but I had to put it in a different way.
I still like the picture you took when it was like this.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be like, Rata de dos panches.
We bought the fucking rats from Petco. Huh.
Yeah. Dude, like, we bought one last time. This was laid in my car, remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we bought a rat.
They bought a rat.
Where'd you get the rat from your picture?
Petco?
Yeah, that's where we got it, too.
Did they make you sign the little paper? Like, I would not discriminate.
This is why I just took it out.
Did they not what?
They make you sign like a little paper that
they put your address, your everything.
Just something about animal abuse, no?
Yeah, like you would not do this. I'm like, fuck, I gave it to my snake and shit.
What snake?
No, not my snake, but my friend's snake. But still,
what'd you do with that after?
Just
let it go?
Yeah, we just let him go.
Oh damn.
Should have fed it to a rat. I mean a rat.
A rat.
A snake because se lo comiera.
Damn, bro. So what's coming? What's coming? What are we gonna expect from Tony Lego?
Those two EPs. Off the Juice and Manzanita de Label.
Damn.
You could expect those in like.
Give us a date.
No clue? We're going to have to wait.
Damn.
Yeah, they were talking shit about. We already heard these songs. And then they're crying about. Can you give us a preview? Come on, give us a preview. I give you previews, you're going to be like, oh, I already heard this song. Come be complaining and shit for me.
Oh, is that why
that's just for the haters.
You put the post out there like, oh, I ain't showing you guys shit anymore?
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
That's just for the haters, you know? Like, then the appreciative ones like, all right, no shit, you already heard it, but it's going to come out fully on the album.
There's a song that you took out the rapping one.
Right? Oh, that wasn't just a preview or he was practicing, no?
Oh, yeah.
A little preview.
Are you going to do any, like, music in English?
Yeah, but I'm not going to focus myself fully on it.
Just, like, for fun, kind of?
Yeah, when I can, you feel me?
Like what about if Drake hits you?
When I want to hit
like, Drake hits you, and he's like, hey, I want you to sound, hop on a song. Who do you look up in the English music industry?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I like King Von a lot.
King Von?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
What about,
I listen to King Von a lot. And Lil Durk.
What about, give me like a rapper name.
Lil Baby?
Yeah, Lil Baby go hard too.
Yeah, I like the music too.
Oh, like Meech? Have you heard Meech? Meech Orison, you
might be. Manager.
Bro, what the fuck?
Hey, you can fuck up this guy whenever you want. We're not going to back him up.
Okay.
You're going to beat the shit out of him.
I forgot about that.
I do see you pose a King Von a lot too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the music from like the music's kind of similar to like Elvet, huh?
De verga larga.
All right.
That was too quick, son.
Yeah.
Stretch that off.
Should have waited a bit.
How do you do you deal with hate, bro? Or if you feel like it's not like...
Does hate gay to you?
Nah. When I got time, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to answer it to someone. I just started trolling. I was talking shit. But now sometimes I don't... Like, most of the time, I don't even pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Or when I'm like, I'm looking through my requests, I see all the, like... I see all the fans that request me, like, oh, that thing's a lot of me and shit. And I try to do the ones I can.
Yeah.
And then there's all the, there's always the hating ones, too. I just scroll, I just read them, and I'm like, I just laugh, and then I scroll past.
Because we get hate, too, huh?
Yeah, I think everybody...
On some of them, when I want to answer them, I'll be like, all right, I got time today. And I just start arguing with the random ass fan.
And how do you like the music industry? Like, you think it's, like... I don't know. I feel like it's, it could
there's
be
good things to it, and there's other things.
Yeah, I want to ask you something. Since obviously you know about the music industry, how fucked up is it on a scale of 1 through 10?
As in what though? What aspect?
Like,
as in like
you're always hearing shit. Like, I mean, I've never heard shit about Manzanita Records like fucking anyone over.
Yeah, we're working good over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like all the other labels that I don't know, maybe you know, like people from like other record labels, like you're always hearing shit. Oh, this person's not letting this artist take on music. Oh, they're not letting them do this. Like, is all of that like really going on?
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Like some sneaky
or bad contracts.
Like if they're sneaky enough to like not brainwash you, but like make you think something enough to get excited enough to sign up. You feel me? And they could put anything on the paper.
Yeah,
but I fuck with this book because he's all like, you could read the whole contract, and so you can know what you're signing. Like,
or get a lawyer too, right?
Like yeah.
Someone have a reading and shit.
Nah, so you have only been with two contract.
Two records, two labels.
Been in two.
Yeah.
DMG.
Damn. Hey, I have a question. Where do you get your weed at? From the enchufe?
Come on, bro.
You were saving that joke since yesterday.
I fuck with this fool. He got jokes.
Yesterday, he was like, you know what I'm going to tell Tony? I was like, what? He's like, I'm going to talk about it in enchufe.
From the enchufe?
Did you just, like,
I was stuck at the moment at Pepe's office. I was like, fuck, what is it, bro? Even though I knew you could edit it out, but I'm like, fuck it.
He wasn't going to edit it out.
He said you could edit it out, but I was like, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That was funny because when I saw it, I was like, enchufe, and we started talking about it.
We were watching a lot of your videos yesterday or the day before.
And we're like, enchufe? We're like, what the? And right away, I was like, damn. I started fucking writing a whole poem on how I'm going to say my joke. I'm like, I have a
All right, I'm going to restart the cameras again.
Beefing it with David Santos. What was that all about? Like,
oh, this was like a two-faced ass.
Like, damn.
Like, someone like sent me a story. Like, I was on my PS5 and I was playing and they're like...
Nah, he was on his, like, Nintendo Game Boy.
Like, I'd be having my phone on while I'd be playing, and I just look down to see if I got anything. And then those fans, I would see a couple notifications, because I don't turn off my IG notifications, so it's always like...
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
So then I seen, like, a couple of David Santos stories, like, oh, this person sent you David Santos story. And then one of them, I looked through the request, and he's all like, hey, look, David Santos deleted this, but I screenshotted it. And he was in the crowd of Los Aeropuertos, like, in the crowd, bro.
No,
man. How you going to be in the crowd? He's like, fuck, phony lawyer, but he deleted it. But my boy screenshotted it, the fan, and then I could see that it was the exact same setting, so I know he deleted it
because
he was in the same spot on his other stories. And I posted it. I was like, you think I wouldn't find out? Like,
no.
Like, bro, you go... I'm doing the Comando LR music video, mm-hmm. Malandro Moro, and then that fool was there, and he was there the whole time. Like, we were there for a good-ass minute, and right when I'm about to leave, he comes up to me. He's like, doesn't say what's up, nothing, like, how you doing, or I'm, like, introduce himself.
You know?
Like, you artist, like, for me, you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, talk to the artist, right?
Yeah, he comes up to me like, hey, what's up, you think we could get a picture? And in my mind, I'm like,
nah, fuck
what
this
the fuck? Like, like, who is you, bro? And then, but the outside of me said, like, yeah, let's get it. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, let's get it.
Dude, can you smile? Like, huh? Like,
and then, like, also, like, I went on his page, and he followed me, but I didn't follow him back, because I didn't know him like that. And then, I seen that he posted a picture and everybody's like, oh, David X Tony, David X Tony. in the comments. And I was like, I didn't like the picture or nothing. And then he took it off like not even a day later, I think. David. And then he goes to do that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he was over here fanning.
Damn. That's too
big. You're a little fan.
Did you hear about what happened with him? What? Like, there was, like, so much shit going on about him and, like, I think he posted about him and his girlfriend or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I posted. I was like, anybody who be with me could get the works.
Damn.
Let us know. Don't hit women.
Would you ever, would...
What did you say?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was thinking to ask that. I was like, what the fuck?
Have you ever hit a woman?
Yeah.
I
was gonna ask
that.
Nah. I thought you were going to ask that.
Kiko, you're the type. You're fucking stupid sometimes.
Nah. Nah. Okay, which nah, but if none of that shit would have happened, would you do like a duet with him?
Nah.
I mean, he's not really.
If
we
was still cool like that, would sugarcoat it, but nah. Always been nah.
I think he only has one good song.
You think he is worth your time writing a song to diss him?
Nah, hell no.
No, he's not worth it.
I don't take that much to write a song, but like still.
How long do you normally take to write a song? Cause
it depends.
When the signal diss you, you diss them back in like fucking like 10
I did.
Minutes and shit.
I wrote that shit in 30 minutes. I swear.
Damn.
Fuck.
I was like, all right, bet, cause no one has dissed me before.
And then the next day, you went to studio and quick, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, bet.
That was when you were here,
No, I was in DMG. It was me and Junior. You know the CEO.
Yeah.
One of the CEOs. Yeah, my boy Junior. He was mopping the floor and shit. He's like, hey, the signal's talking shit. I'm like, who? He's like, the signal. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I seen everything. And I'm like, all right, bet. And I just started writing. I was studying him for a bit. And then I started writing, and I wrote that shit in like 30 minutes. And then I called Junior, and I was like, let's record that shit tomorrow. And we recorded it the same day, like the next day.
Damn. But that shit was, I fuck with it, because we were here in the studio.
I was like, shit, I'll diss somebody. I haven't dissed nobody.
Because we heard the preview when you first dropped a little preview on Instagram. And I told you guys, I was like, damn, what the fuck? Because that was when I was first getting into your music.
Because
I heard 42 Bars and The Plug. And from there, I was like, oh, I fuck
El
with you.
Way.
Yeah, El Enchufe. And then from there, I was like, fuck, like, this one got pretty good bars. And then it was more like the new style, because that's when JD was popping too. Yeah. So like, nah, I fuck with this. And I heard that, and I was like, nah, it's game over. If it was taking over. And from there, I just fucking...
Wait, so basically, you were kind of like the first one to like start like this dissing shit, huh?
Nah, I was like, it was Abraham Vasquez.
Abraham Vasquez.
Yeah, he was just...
Oh, yeah,
he was dissing
right.
The guitarra and Jimmy.
Damn. That fool came after.
Damn, what happened to... Would you listen to La Guitarra?
When his birdie coming out?
Like his first two like albums.
Yeah, when the song did like... What is not best quality songs, those were the ones.
Oh, the ones on the...
Where he would just drop weekly or two every 2 weeks.
Yeah, like Por Las Calles.
Yeah.
El Monstruo.
Hey, you think that every time a group breaks up or loses, like, one other phase, it sounds different to the new generation?
It sounds and it looks different. It feels different because, like, they say it's a group and then one of them leaves. You're used to, like... You're used to knowing
shit,
the names of the group, like grupos, and you know how they get along, or I don't know.
Do you think since you?
I don't think it sounds different though, because like whoever plays the instrument is gonna play the instrument.
Yeah.
That instrument is gonna still. Sound
but like
the
style, because like for example,
oh, yeah,
Nata, like Danny Felix put a special touch.
That sounds
into
way
that.
Different.
Like on the first Corridos Tumbados, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you with that, because on the second one it didn't sound the same.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh yeah.
It was only Tirando La H that Danny Felix helped on. Like,
yeah, that was like the best
song. I think,
that was
if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to work with Danny Felix?
Yeah, that would go hard.
Do you think since Yuvia is gonna like start her own shit, you think that's gonna affect your music?
Nah.
Like the sound of it? None of it?
No, I'm gonna still be releasing what I'm gonna be releasing, like what I feel is gonna be cool to drop.
True.
Would she still help you out, or you're just gonna full on have the other
you
guy?
You don't see this. Surprise member.
Relax.
You trying to give me to spill the question?
Yeah, spill that shit, bro. I want
to
know.
Give me to spill it.
Yeah. I want to know who the fuck is
the
Requintero.
The
hey,
you should have this one. This one has some better. But
no,
he
you
takes,
should
like,
listen to his shit. It's like,
I'll tell you if y'all cut it out, though.
Play a clip. Okay. The one you put.
Y'all know who it is?
Wait, we're cutting it
yeah.
off?
Yeah, we're going to cut it out.
You want to know who it is? Yeah. These nuts in your mouth.
You got us.
It's like, fuck no, yeah.
There's a new talent guy, Dafu goes hard. I think his name is like Drag or something. He's from like the Middle East up there, like from like Texas and shit.
Middle East? Like Africa. So.
He's like from Texas. They call him like, yeah, like Little Drag or something. I saw it on TikTok. He did a duetto with fucking the white guy. What's that white guy?
Oh,
yeah, he did a duetto with him. You should check him out.
Damn, I wonder who you can get at
Quintero. Yeah, his name is Drag.
I'm trying to
drag these nuts across your face.
I'm like, what the fuck?
When you said Middle East, I was like,
I know. I was like, this was stupid.
I know. I like right away. I was like, fuck, I did.
Across the country, across the fucking globe.
Oh, I know what I was gonna ask you now. All right, if you weren't a musician, because you dropped out, right? If you weren't a musician,
we did.
And you stayed in school, what would you been doing?
And I finished school.
Yeah. Like, what would you like to study? Like your career, basically.
Lawyer.
Nah, to be honest, I would want to be an electrician.
Oh, yeah. He was an electrician for a bit.
Yeah, for a bit. And then I was like...
But then he got shocked.
He got shocked and dipped.
120 me agarró y... Nah, the same for me.
That's cool.
Dude, damn, I thought I was going to try to do, because I wouldn't, like... I wouldn't struggle in school. I just wouldn't, like, want to do it.
You don't like school?
Like, I'm not...
You wouldn't catch your attention?
I'm not dumb, but you feel me?
My bad.
Like, I wouldn't do my work because I didn't want to. Or, like, I was like, fuck. Cause I was already doing music, and I was like, if I'm not gonna do good in school, I'm gonna suck in school. I'm gonna take longer probably to graduate. Nah, but what's it called? I was gonna take longer to graduate, or I could fucking drop out and fucking start dropping shit.
Yeah, yeah. So you rather just drop?
Start putting my full time into music, and I took that, and I was like, fuck.
There was a artist under Manzanita too, Ivan Cornejo. He dropped out too, no?
He already dropped out. That boy's 16, boy.
Oh, damn.
Hey, he's fucking badass, bro.
He's badass. He's badass.
I would probably do the same shit. At that age, if I was doing music, if I did this earlier, like the same way, like this, and. Huh?
Damn, that's badass. That's fucking badass. I would fucking. Well, my parents would tell me that shit.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's dope. Did he go back or nah?
Nah, bro. He's like right now just 100% focused on the music, bro. He's about to drop an album soon.
Damn. Oh, yeah. That was getting numbered.
What do you do a duetto with him?
Yeah.
Now you find out there's one on the album, huh?
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Wait, have you took out Romantica?
Me?
Yeah.
Just one, but that shit was badass, like bad quality.
Oh, I thought it was badass.
Like bad,
because
I remember you did a song. It was a Fuerza Regida, like Qué bonito.
Oh,
that
shit
sound badass with you.
Oh yeah, that song. That was a cover.
I know it's a cover, but I'm just saying, like, it sounds badass with them too.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
What got you into music?
Who's your idol?
Yeah.
You know, it's hella funny. Watch. I listened to El Americano by Omar Ruiz, and that made me want to play guitar.
Oh, hey, I saw that.
Now watch.
Relax, boy.
Relax.
You found Omar Q.
What the fuck? Oh, hell no. Y'all sus. I ain't with the sus. What was I saying, though? I listened to El Americano by Omar Ruiz, like, at a party. I was like, what, 15, I think. 14. And then that made me want to start playing guitar. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know shit. So that made me want to learn. And then when I started playing the guitar, I didn't learn for a bit, and then I started watching videos, and I would learn, like, Jorge Aguilera.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would watch. And then that's when I started learning, like, requintos. I learned requintos first. And then, what's it called? After that, from the requintos, Ariel Camacho inspired me, like, because I would only play like him, like his alumnos.
Mm-hmm.
Like his alumnos specifically. So after that, a year later, no, 2 years into doing music, I start to sing, because I wouldn't sing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just play for a group, or like I'll practice with my friends, but I wouldn't sing because my voice is kind of different. And there's some songs that some people can naturally sing in that tone that the song is, but me, I have to switch up the
tono.
Yeah, the tone of certain songs. So I would be like, what the fuck? I can't sing. What the fuck? And until I knew how to switch tonos. And that's when I started, like, releasing my covers and shit. Ooh. And that's when I started writing my own music. Because, like, fuck, if I can't sound like these fools, like, my voice is not like theirs, then...
You have to adapt, right?
Like, people would be like, hey, you got a deep-ass voice. You could fucking sing, like, JD style. And I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't really, like, slap them. And then I would only hear, like, Cosa La Clica, like, a couple songs. And I really started paying attention. I was like, hard.
Yeah.
Like, so once you found out that you were able to switch the...
And then, like, I would try to do similar, like, songs in deeper tones, like menores.
Yeah.
Like, you know how now hello people do menores in their songs? And I'm like, oh, shit, this works. Like, I didn't know hook. That's when I didn't know hook, and it was inspired by Algo de Mi on their Se Supre Pa Merecer album.
Ooh. Damn, that's inspiration
so
right there.
Ariel Camacho was
here,
right?
Bam, that shit slap, and watch. Watch. And then JD beefing it. Omar Ruiz, he fucking said that shit.
Oh, I saw. Oh, yeah.
I like, damn. Because I tell him, I like,
dude, I noticed that. I was like, what the fuck? Check.
Hey, but
I was going to say, Ariel Camacho, fuck.
Hey, but that's like, I mean, I don't know how you see it, but that's kind of like the people who inspire, like, I don't know how to put it.
Like, not envidioso, but they know you're becoming better, like, and don't want them to overpass.
Imagine these artists that you used to look
up
to.
What the fuck I do, bro?
Yeah, like, imagine all these artists that you, like, looked up to. Like, now they're talking about you. Isn't that, like, kind of
like...
Like,
before you would talk about them.
Who you going to look up to, bro?
That's crazy.
Nah, I saw Gordo. I ain't tripping.
And when you wrote your first song...
like, that don't affect me.
When you wrote your first song, how did you feel, like... Were you nervous to take it out, or you were just like, fuck it?
It's because I was in a group playing requinto, but I would sing and play requinto, and the, like, we wouldn't practice a lot. Or, like, we'll be like, oh, let's practice, and we wouldn't. So I'm like, fuck, this shit ain't gonna work. So then I bought myself a bajoloche, and I learned how to play it, and I learned how to play bass, because I already know how to, like, escalas from guitar.
Yeah.
So then I went to the studio by myself and I recorded like two songs, and that was Esta Vida and No Hook. I did them by myself, all the music. Yeah. And that's when I started releasing shit. I'm like, fuck, I can't wait.
Yeah, I fuck with No Hook.
I gotta drop shit if I'm gonna do this.
That's when they first started comparing you to JD, huh?
Yeah.
For No Hook.
Wait, how long did it take you for
you
to...
I was for talking my shit.
Yeah, I was talking my shit. How long did it take you for you to, like, for... Like, if you took on music, how long did it take to, like, blow up?
I don't even know, like, because blowing up is considered different in different people's eyes, you feel me?
Yeah, maybe like it just started pulling numbers, I guess you could say.
Probably with the plug.
The plug, right?
And with that song, I wasn't even going to plan to drop it.
Shit. It's always those songs that, like, people don't plan, like, the same shit with the Slavon. They weren't planning to drop it.
Con tus besos.
And right there in Disfrutandome and the plug, it was the same scene. And Yubia was right there, but that's when she didn't play with me before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and
But so I guess if I would have met her before, she would have probably hopped on. Damn. But that day I met her, and then we chopped it up, and then we started working.
Damn, that was dope. She's beast.
She's beast.
She's better than most. Like,
there's fucking... you won't find no other, like, female that's beast.
No, that's for sure.
Like,
that's for sure.
Yeah, she's fucking beast for sure.
I guarantee it.
And she has her own style.
So since she been your requintero?
Yeah. Damn, everything just fucking connects event, together. Event after event, and then boom, take off.
Damn, so how do you like Manzanita Records? I heard they just signed a new group. Or Alan, no?
Yeah, Alan Trias.
Damn, any duetos coming with him?
Yeah, he go crazy. We're going to go do one today.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah.
His music does sound badass.
Yeah, I barely found out about him a couple of days ago.
I remember when we first started this podcast, they sent me a video of him.
Uh-huh. Like,
oh, yeah, they were sending videos of him.
Yeah, from, I don't know, where is he from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, they were sending
videos. Crazy. I found out about him a couple of days ago. My boy Vic from Asociados de la A. He's like, hey, you heard of this fool? Yeah, I was like, nah. He said, I look up Alan Trias and I listen to one of his songs. I was like, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, alrighty.
So your Requintera is leaving, huh? She's starting her own thing with Montanita Records too.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Like, okay. I don't feel bad about it. Like, we didn't end off on bad terms. You feel me? That's good too.
She just had to like do her own shit too.
Because also it's another female artist that's dropping music.
And is she gonna be signed to Montanita Records too?
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn, that's dope.
Any duetos with her?
Huh?
Any duetos with her?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Damn. That's pretty dope. She's one of the strongest Requinteras.
Strongest
female Requintera out there. Like, she
go hard. She go hard.
Yeah, she knows how to fucking play that shit. Like,
strongest. Okay. Yeah, that's just hard as fuck.
Because that's strong. When I first started listening to her in your songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, her style for her, like for her talent is fucking badass.
And she's young as fuck too, huh?
How old is she?
17? Yeah,
17. Holy shit. How old is Alan? The new artist.
17.
17. Damn, a bunch of young talent.
Damn, young talent.
I don't know if you noticed that, but like...
The new all generation?
All the new people coming out is the young...
And kids learn faster, like, to play instruments also. There's hella kids, like, they learn hella quick. Yeah, see? Ivan 16.
And I feel, low-key, I feel like this generation fucks more with the Spanish music.
Yeah.
Because before it was a lot of like pop, hip hop, fucking all of that shit.
Because the music is also changing too. It's leaning
more
to like the rap.
So
like
so is the rap. It's changing, but I feel like at the end, the Mexican industry is going to outgrow the English industry. Because dude, think about it.
You said this before. Yeah.
This is the first year that Hispanics has the culture of Hispanics
have one heck of things, huh?
Yeah, has hit high numbers that we haven't seen in years. Like everything is going more like Hispanic.
I didn't know these statistics.
Okay, like Jay-Z over here and shit.
I seen something like that on the like not a meme thing, but it was like a different pictures of the UFC fool, and then and it was
UFC.
Like, it was like, and it was the Canelo fight, and then there was like different things.
Yeah, I saw that too. That was great.
Wait, did you say that the Mexican music industry was gonna beat the English music industry? Did you say that?
Yeah, I did say that. I said overcome. Like right now. So
that's wild.
Okay, I want to explain myself.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Wait.
Maybe the manager is laughing at you, fool. You're dumbass.
Try to back yourself. Back yourself.
I'm gonna back myself up right now.
You're not gonna get out of this one.
I'm gonna get out of it.
Hey, good thing you caught it. Good thing you caught it.
Just say you're fucked.
No, I'm not fucked. Watch. I'm a fucking.
His theory.
I'm gonna fix this shit. All
right. How is the English industry, music industry, gonna be?
Okay. Listen.
Let's hear them out.
Cause
think about it.
No, cause everybody now.
Keiko moment.
No, sorry. Everybody now, it's more on the Hispanic side. So as long as, why are you laughing?
Go.
It's like all our numbers are going more on to like, cause everybody likes Mexican shit.
Don't embarrass us.
Right now. Explain yourself.
I don't want to like make myself look dumb.
You already.
All right, go. For example, this year, there's more. The younger generation likes the Hispanic shit more. Fuck. Okay, like music wise, everybody's going into the Hispanic side because not the action but the writing wise it's more alterado, and now like the English music is low key going into like drug pills.
All right. We're talking about worldwide. You go to South Korea, they listen to Drake. They don't listen to like Eslabón Armado.
You never know. Eventually, se va para allá.
Yeah, but like, let's just say Drake's music. That's like right English, now. English. Yeah, that shit's listened
fuck
to everyone.
Fuck, bro. How,
nah, no. I just say it will.
La cagaste,
dude, the numbers from. Okay.
So I know the numbers are higher now in the
music. Yeah, that's
industry,
what I'm saying.
Are they going to be better than the English industry?
Okay, let's put it like this. You're saying that the Spanish industry is becoming more of a rap, right?
In Spanish.
There's your question. If people listen to English, that's your answer. That's your answer.
The manager's laughing at you. You're fucked.
No,
yeah,
that's the answer. Because if people listen to English music, it's because of rap.
And because it's in English.
Yeah. No. Because there's a lot of people who like the flow of
All right. What do you think about this, Tony?
I don't think because rap's the biggest. It's been the biggest thing like since for hella long.
Look, there's
rap's been the biggest genre since like I don't know when.
But now they're doing Hispanics with English rap. So if you think about it, if Spanish moves in more into that.
Only thing. Rap is gonna get bigger because it's working with Spanish.
Yeah, you're done.
Alright, fuck, I'm fucked. I'm fucked.
Alright, guys, we're gonna end.
Think about it.
Alright, guys, we're gonna end the episode right here. Huge shout out to Tony Lay for coming through. Huge shout out to Manzanita Records. Make sure you take care of that chain, bro. Keep it clean. Shout out Ben Baller for the chain. Is there anything else you wanna like promote? Like anything coming out soon? Because this episode's gonna come out next week.
Everybody, go listen to Ireñas. By the time this video is out, it's already going to be on all platforms, so go check that out. Corazón Frío by my boy Ivan. Go slap that too. Wait on the two new EPs. They're going to drop at the same time. They will be unknown as of now.
That's right. So get ready for some new music. And it's going to come out time for summer too, no?
Yeah. Is it already summer?
I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
That's the kamikaze.
Well, thank you guys for watching. If you guys are new here, please subscribe. Make sure to check out Tony Loya. Get him to 1 million.
Because his account got deleted.
Yeah. So get those numbers back up. Thank you for watching.
Peace out.